Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take the source material you share with us and turn it into the knowledge you need fast.
And today, we're getting into something I think everyone wonders about.
Oh, for sure. We are doing a deep dive into the whole concept of profound soul connections.
Our mission today is to really extract the core truths, the practical insights from the material.
And that material comes from the bestseller ebooks available right on the Pitcot ebook store.
Exactly. And we're going to move beyond, you know, the usual cliches about romance to really understand the functional impact of these bonds.
Because there's a real mechanism at work, isn't there? When a connection hits you that deeply, that fast.
There is. And if you're looking for a shortcut to understanding your own deepest relationships, you are in the right place.
And because you're here with us, if you haven't already, please do subscribe to our channel.
And make sure you activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, please press the like button. It genuinely helps the algorithm recommend the show to others who might need to hear this. We really appreciate you being here.
Okay, let's dive in. The source material from Pitcot kicks things off with that classic question.
Right. Are soulmates a romantic myth, or are they a real functional part of our lives?
And most people immediately think of the one.
Yeah, that one perfect person. And it's so limiting, right? People just dismiss the whole idea if they haven't found that one specific person.
And that is the exact limitation the Pitcot material just dismantles right away. It completely reframes the concept.
So how do they define it?
Soulmates are defined as any connection, you know, regardless of the label or how long it lasts, that hits deep, that feels sacred because of the growth it creates.
So we're really opening things up here. We're talking lifelong friends, maybe even challenging family members.
Mentors, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even very brief but powerful encounters. It's all about the intensity and the function, not a marriage certificate.
I find that shift so fascinating. It makes the idea feel more accessible, more real.
Precisely. It's about recognizing the relationships that fundamentally, you know, change our operating system.
The people who force us to become better.
Or just more authentic versions of ourselves. Which leads us perfectly into the core nature of this bond.
Okay, so let's break that down. The books talk about this indescribable sense of understanding.
Mm-hmm. The classic emotional marker.
The coming home feeling. You meet someone for the first time and it's like that social guard you always have up just melts away.
Yeah, you feel like you can just pick up a conversation you paused years ago.
Exactly.
And that familiarity, Pitcot explains, isn't just, you know, good chemistry. It's about resonance.
Resonance. Okay, so what does that mean in a practical sense?
It's about your inner frequencies just aligning. Your souls seem to talk without words because your inner worlds are just, they're operating on a compatible logic.
So you don't have to translate yourself for them.
Not at all. The communication is almost instantaneous.
Yeah.
Which is built on what the material calls the pillars of deep connection.
Okay, what are the pillars?
Well, the first is a profound, almost intrinsic trust.
Right, but how is that different from the trust you have with any good friend?
The material says the difference is vulnerability without the fear of being exploited.
Ah, I see.
It's knowing, not just hoping, they won't use your weaknesses against you. And that leads right into the second pillar.
Which is?
The ability to be utterly yourself.
Utterly yourself. That's a rare thing. The luxury of just dropping the social mask.
No editing your thoughts before they come out of your mouth.
And the third pillar.
This is the catalytic part. It's the role these people play in your growth.
So they challenge you.
They challenge your thinking. They don't accept your excuses. And they bring light into your dark times. They're not just for comfort. They provide an essential supportive friction.
I love that phrase, supportive friction. Can you give an example outside of a romantic context?
Sure. Think of a mentor who saw your potential before you did. They didn't just praise you. They set impossibly high standards because they knew you could meet them.
Even when you doubted yourself.
Exactly. They challenged your core beliefs about what you were capable of. That catalyst role that is a soulmate.
That reframing is so liberating. It makes the whole concept feel universal.
It does. And that brings us right into the many forms of soulmates.
Right, because Pitcot is very clear that they come in all shapes and sizes.
All across the relational spectrum.
So we're talking about, say, a sibling who just gets your mood from a single text message, no explanation needed.
Yes, or that one friend who not only gets your weirdest jokes, but remembers them years later.
Huh, yeah. The one who helps build the mythology of your friendship.
They validate the parts of you that other people might just gloss over.
And the books even mention that stranger connection, which I find really interesting. An intense bond that might only last an hour but changes your life.
That's where synchronicity often comes into play. The source tells a great story. Imagine you're at a crossroads in your career.
Okay.
You're on a flight, you sit next to a stranger, and they just casually mention something from their own life that completely unlocks the problem for you.
And then you never see them again.
Never. But they were a soulmate for that moment. They provided the exact functional insight you needed.
So what's the common thread here across all these different types of relationships?
The key outcome, according to Pitcott, is that rare comfort of being fully known without judgment.
It has to feel effortless, but also really meaningful.
Exactly. It's about creating space for growth and self-awareness, not just romantic fulfillment. They help you be more authentic.
That feeling, being truly seen and accepted anyway, that's what everyone is looking for.
And recognizing that these bonds show up in so many ways is, well, it's critical for your emotional resilience. You're not just waiting for one person.
You're recognizing the people already in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is resonating with you, remember, these insights come directly from the bestseller ebooks on Pitcott. To go deeper, you can always visit www.pitcott.com for more.
That's definitely the next step if you're serious about this stuff. Now, let's talk about how to actually recognize and embrace them.
This is the practical part. How do we make sure we don't miss these people when they show up?
Well, the source keeps it simple. It emphasizes two things, mindfulness and openness.
Simple, but not always easy.
No, it takes practice. The books say you have to be radically present in your interactions. And you have to listen to your instincts.
That gut feeling.
That gut feeling, that sudden sense of calm or excitement when you meet someone. That's a signal. It's your intuition saying, hey, pay attention here.
So it's treating that internal signal as real data. Not just some woo-woo feeling.
Exactly. And that ties directly into the role of synchronicities.
Meaningful coincidences.
Right. When you keep bumping into the same person or a conversation leads you to exactly what you needed, it feels like life is guiding you.
It feels like the universe is lining things up for you.
And the key advice here is actually a little counterintuitive.
Oh.
Don't rush it. Don't try to force a connection. The moment you start actively hunting for a soulmate, you kind of shut down the subtle signals you need to notice.
So the goal is just to be aware and receptive and let things unfold naturally.
You got it. The source puts it so well. The universe has a subtle way of nudging you. Your only job is to notice the nudge and trust the direction.
That's a powerful idea. It shifts the pressure from finding to just noticing.
Exactly. Passive recognition, then active participation.
So let's talk about the payoff, the impact on personal growth. This is where it all comes together, right?
This is where the functional benefit really shows up. The material talks about the soulmate as a mirror.
Okay, a mirror. So they show us parts of ourselves we can't see.
Or parts we're actively trying to ignore.
Oof, yeah.
They reflect our hidden potential, but also our blind spots, our patterns of self-sabotage.
Right.
And because of that deep trust we talk about, their reflection is harder to dismiss.
It bypasses all our usual defenses.
It does. And the whole point of that reflection is to challenge you, to encourage you to evolve, and to support you on that journey. If a connection isn't doing that, it's probably not a true soul connection by this definition.
And what's crucial is that the impact lasts, doesn't it? Even if the relationship itself doesn't.
That's a huge point in the sources. Whether it's a 70-year bond or an intense 3-month lesson, the imprint is permanent.
You learn core life lessons from them.
Deep lessons about trust, empathy, vulnerability, and sometimes the hardest one, letting go.
Learning to let go when the purpose of the connection has been fulfilled, that's a massive sign of growth.
It is. And those lessons end up shaping your future choices, your relationships, your whole understanding of life.
Mm.
If you trace back the big shifts in your life, you can almost always find a soul connection at the root of it.
This has been, wow, incredibly insightful. It gives us such a richer way to value the people in our lives.
It really does.
So the main takeaway seems clear. Soulmates are very real. They're functional, profound connections. Friend, mentor, family.
And they're here to help us become who we're meant to be. It's about appreciating that interconnectedness, the bonds that make us feel alive and push us to grow.
It's about cherishing the people who see you clearly and still demand the best, most authentic version of you. So here's our final thought for you to chew on today.
A question to take with you.
Who in your life right now feels like a functional soulmate to you?
Just take a moment to reflect on that resonance. It might surprise you who comes to mind when you use this broader, more functional definition.
And to explore this whole topic much further, remember, all these insights came directly from the bestseller ebooks on the Pitcott ebook store.
We really do recommend you delve deeper into that material.
You can visit www.pitcott.com/books to download the material right now. And of course, please explore the whole platform at www.pitcott.com.
Thank you for letting us guide you through this deep dive. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.